Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, a bottle rock. Bottle rock, bottle rock, bottle rock. Everybody loves his bottle rock. We're keeping the party going. I'm just trying to keep the party going here. Bottle Rock Napa Valley, presented by Jam Cellars, your first taste of summer. It really is a nice way to usher in the summer. Everything okay?
It's a nice sweater you're wearing
today. Oh, thank you. Thanks so much. I love this sweater. Very cozy. All this week, we have your chance to win one day, pick your day tickets. So you go and you look at the lineups and you make the decision. Like Friday night, Green Day. That might be the one. That's the one.
Yeah. I'm there.
9:05 will be your first chance. Then again at 12:05 and once more at 5:05 with Janie in the afternoon. We'll give you a keyword. You text that back to us on our contest line, not the regular line, but the contest line. And then you'll be entered to win a pair of one day, pick your day tickets to Bottle Rock, May 23rd through the 25th in Napa Valley. It's going to be fun.
What is that?
What is what, dear?
A cashmere?
No, it's like a cotton sweater. I don't know. It's from Target.
That's a Target beauty.
I think so.
It's like a mock turtle. Not quite a turtleneck.
Yeah, but it's all like a kind of a wide, almost like a, yeah. I don't know. Thanks for noticing. I've been wearing it.
I know.
Yeah.
No, you were dancing for a minute there.
Oh, I see. And I was you were like, oh, wow. What a great sweater to be dancing in.
Is that, yeah.
No, well, thanks. Sure.
Go Sarah.
Thank you.
Or no, go Sarah.
Go Sarah.
That's how that goes.
Go Sarah.
Yeah.
Weirdly, somehow Mosley's podcast came up and he's in our phones.
Oh,
he
did
texted
he?
Me.
Just now he did?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny.
And he texted you, right?
He texted me a few days ago.
Oh, this was a few days? Okay, I see.
Yeah, so he was, I guess, you know that guy that you were saying rode the 108-foot wave during?
Yes.
Yes, so that guy, I guess he's doing a long-form thing. He wants you to be part of it. He thought you might be interested. So I'm just, you know, that'd be really fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
He'll use Slappy Studios for that.
Oh, I just wrote him back.
Oh, good. All right. What'd you say?
I don't know. I told him, yes, I'm a big fan of the guys that go out and surf Mavericks. I would never do it. I could not do it. Right. I'm not being like, right. You know, cold.
It's 100 feet.
What they take
feet.
On, and I also feel like, you know, like I would never take away anything that Johnny's accomplished. He is a superhero. And he's an American hero.
Absolutely.
But the joy of skiing is that the mountain's there. It's not moving, and you can practice a lot over and over.
Do the same move in the same place every day.
You have to wait for Mavericks to start to happen and then hope you're physically capable of going out there on that day, and then conditions, it's just a lot.
Right.
So much. And there's rocks on the inside. When you wipe out and you get drilled by those giant waves, you're being pushed towards rocks.
Yeah. No, there's danger everywhere you turn. It's like you could drown.
Insane.
There's sharks.
And
there's rocks.
I have had times. I swear to God, on just a 10, 12 foot day, where I see a set coming and I'm inside and I am paddling, trying to get over these things. And I truly have fear. Like we don't,
healthy, Vinny.
We don't encounter that kind of fear on a regular basis. And it's that fear where you go, I'm dead.
My life is in danger.
I'm a dead man.
Sounds like a fun habit.
Well, it's, you know, you do want to test yourself against nature, but then you also want to not be in over your head.
Don't
you just want to be a little bit of a challenge. Healthy fear.
That's good.
I'm not going to make it.
Then he don't want no trouble.
I don't.
Yeah, nobody, from the waves.
You know, anyway, yes, I'm very impressed with those boys. And women, actually.
Sure. The 108-foot wave, though. So they feel that might be the record-breaking wave.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Either way, take some humongous cojones.
I don't have them.
Yeah. Oh. My God, I'm actually glad to hear it. That seems really dangerous.
Anyway, I will try to talk with him and see where we're going with that.
Work that out. That'd be really fun. Couple things on TV tonight. I have not seen Gladiator 2, but it's streaming as of today. I wound up putting the trailer for a couple of these things up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. But Gladiator 2 is streaming on Paramount Plus. So if you were like waiting for that to get out of theaters, today's your day.
It's worth a watch, but it was...
You didn't love it.
It was meh.
What's better, Wicked or Gladiator 2? If you had to go see another one, if you had to go see it again, which
Wicked.
One? Oh, really? You'd go to Wicked?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm getting close to the end of the Wicked book, which is very different from the play and the movie.
How do you like it?
I enjoy it, but it's not for kids, for sure. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting. I'm just in awe of this person who saw The Wizard of Oz and went, I'm going to create an entirely gigantic backstory to all of it.
Yep.
And then while you're cruising through the book, there's a point where there's a tornado and a house drops. And you're like, oh, we're now in the original. Like suddenly the original... There's the merger.
Yeah.
Oh!
But now you've got all this backstory on
it. It's very interesting. You know, yeah, that person did a remarkable job making up this whole world that didn't exist.
Right.
Yeah, I liked it.
It's really,
I like it.
It's all good. Like, that's just, you know, people. So creative. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Oh, it's getting light outside. Anyway, Gladiator 2, that starts streaming on Paramount today. Apparently, pick Wicked over that. It's pretty soon... Wicked will start being available for at least rental. This is just straight streaming. Because didn't Gladiator 2 and Wicked come out the same weekend?
Yes.
It feels like the turnaround is fast these days. There's also, we rented this a couple weeks ago, and I really liked it. It's called Blink Twice, and it's Channing Tatum, and it's directed by... Zoe Kravitz.
Oh, this is the movie they became partners on and then they've since broken up.
Yes. She is not in the movie.
Right.
But
she's
the director of this. I don't know if she wrote it or whatever, but I really like this movie. It is, it takes a turn. It could be very triggering to some people because some very, very bad things happen. But it is... I mean, I hate to say that and then also say, but it's fun and funny and weird and trippy. But also, some really bad things happen. But I really did like it. And so it is goofy. But I did like it. It's called Blink Twice, and that is streaming now on Amazon. Also, have either of you watched the Traitors and are you caught up?
I have not.
I have, but I am not caught up.
So I watched this weekend's episode.
Okay, I'll watch that.
Danielle is, she's the star of the show.
She's still there then.
Spoiler alert, yes. Didn't give you any time. She is still there. She is, she's backed it off a little bit, which is good. And one person has risen to the top of the I'm noticing that person heap, but that person, I don't want to say too much. It's Vinny. You got to watch it. It's so good. And we get, at some point we'll get Danielle in here as soon as she
she exits.
I think they're releasing it once a week. So if you can this week, if you can catch up, because there won't be.
I'm trying, man.
You can do it, right?
Yeah, I
know.
I really don't take my job lightly. I love it. I want to do the right thing. I'm very, very busy.
I don't know if Traitors is on regular broadcast TV or not, or if I think it might be a Peacock show.
Let me tell you how good Danielle is. She's even good in real life, because when the first episodes were about to drop, she texted me and said, "See you soon," and I was like, oh no!
She's I told you.
Yeah,
I knew that was just her.
And then she did it again to me. I don't know, maybe last week or something. It was just like, you know, oh yeah, see you soon. And then, you know, like leaving little marks, you know, little like,
dot dot dot.
Yeah, like ellipses. Oh, something's coming. And then no, you got me too, Daniel. I mean, she's just diabolical.
There's a lot. You know, it's crazy about that show. I guess I always feel like I watch these game shows and I'm like, why are you crying?
Why are you crying?
No, not me.
Oh,
I mean, when someone leaves and everybody's like, "Oh, I'm so sad they're not here anymore."
The people who cry over stuff. I mean, I just feel like you're in it. It's like being in it. You know, you're in, you're caught in a whirlwind, and this is your reality. So your emotions come out. Like, I just really feel like some of the reactions feel super out of proportion to the situation that they're in. But I'm not in the sitch, so I just don't
know.
They're making
good TV.
That's okay.
All they're doing.
Is it ever a good look to be sobbing and snotting on TV over whether or not, you know, you've betrayed someone you met, I don't know, 20 minutes ago?
I'm sure the people who cast these shows are looking for the drama queens.
Yeah. Mm.
That is a key ingredient to reality television.
Mm. Boston Rob is like the king of reality TV. He will not let things lie. He needs them to go the way that he wants them to go. And it's, I think it's going to get him in real trouble.
Well, yeah.
I can't wait for you to watch it. Traitors. Talking about the Traitors. T-R-A-I-T-O-R-S. The Traitors.
Helps that college football's over.
Yes.
As soon as NFL's over, I'll definitely have an opening.
Yeah.
Squeeze something in.
I promise you, you start it, you'll make time for it. It's like one of those shows. Like the layered strategy is really interesting. It's really good. Also, any either of you guys start Severance?
Yes.
I started rewatching the first season.
Okay. That's a good idea. I might do that. Watch the whole season.
Critically, I would say do whatever you want. But I hit play on the first episode of the first season, and as it started, I was like, I have no memory of this.
Oh.
None.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Like, where that starts, I went, it's with Helly.
What?
On a table. And I went,
where you wake up in that room and you're getting the briefing.
I had no idea.
How funny.
So I'm watching it going, thank God I started this again.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, I've only gotten 1.5 episodes in, but I'm going to try and watch that first.
That's
because
I realize
there's so much stuff that's unexplained. It would be better to go into the next season with all that fresh.
That's what I did. I watched the whole season. And then started the new one. And the new one picks up. Like if anything else, watch the last episode over again so that you know exactly what's going on and everything. But it is, it's still great.
Yeah.
The show's great.
I think we're going to watch Squid Game. John finally finished the first season.
Oh.
So I think we're going to try and plow through that.
Yeah. Well, you've only got 7 episodes because it ends. But
and you were
no
saying
ending.
You think it might be a half season.
It's got to be because there's no resolution no.
Hmm. All right. Anyway, there's that. There's a couple things that are, by the way, the trailers for both Blink Twice and Gladiator 2 are up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. So Saturday Night Live this weekend was hosted by Dave Chappelle. And Dave Chappelle is a longtime friend of this show. Like, I mean, and from before he had his big show that then he lost his mind and took off and disappeared for a few years. Like, he would just kind of come by and
Came on a lot.
And he would be like,
hang.
I'm just going to hang. Mm-hmm. I'll just sit here and hang out. This was at the old building in the Embarcadero, I think, right?
Yep.
It feels like that was where we
No, that's exactly
most.
Where it happened.
And he'd just sort of hang and kind of be a voice in the background. He just didn't want to go anywhere and he didn't want to wait outside the the studio because he didn't want to talk to anybody else. He'd come in and just be like, hello, white people. And then he'd sit in the corner and just make his comments. So Dave Chappelle hosted SNL and they handed him a mic and he did a stand-up bit. And it really felt long. Like usually the host comes out and does a quick intro for the show, makes a few jokes, does a little, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's 7 or 8 minutes. Mm. It's pretty long, but it's a quick welcome. And it felt, I would have guessed if you'd asked, I would have said that was 26 minutes, but it was not. It was 17 minutes.
So you didn't like it.
I loved it. But then I went, as I'm watching, I'm like, I'm basically watching a Dave Chappelle special.
Well,
and he's just, but you know, it's totally clean because it's on
there's a reason
TV.
They invite him though, because he's willing to go places others won't.
He is. And so here's a little bit of him going places that others won't go. He had a couple funny moments.
Way too soon to do jokes about a catastrophe like that.
And then he gives you a sideways look like, well, here we go.
You know, what's crazy about it is this one hits close to home. Now, I don't live in L.A. I've never been like a big fan of L.A., but I've built many, many memories there. And I have great friends there. And a lot of them lost their homes. Kerry Elwes, who I starred in Robin Hood Men in Tights with. His house burned to the ground. Madlib, who was on Saturday Night Live with me last time I was here. His house burned to the ground. So many people, I could go on and on. My first movie I did with Dennis Quaid, I saw him evacuating his house on the news with tears in his eyes. And it broke my heart. And then I go on the internet. And I watch these fire videos. And I read the comment sections. And everyone's like, yeah. It serves these celebrities right. I hope the houses burn down. And you see that? That right there? That's why I hate poor people. Because they can't see past their own pain.
Oh, my God. Anyway, I saw that and I went, well, Vinny's got to hear that. Like, he's going to love that.
I did not see it.
Right.
That's Dave. Is Dave Chappelle right there.
That's why I hate poor people.
His monologue was great. You know,
it's so good.
Typical Dave sitting there smoking a cigarette.
Oh,
you
my
know?
God. The whole time flicking his cig, hitting his cigarette. Even in all the skits, he's smoking a cigarette. I'm like, well, that guy clearly has a rule book just for himself.
Yeah. Oh, I remember doing radio in San Diego when I first started. And of course you couldn't smoke in the building. Absolutely not.
Right.
Slash walks in with a grit in his mouth and no one says a damn thing. And then someone goes, well, get him an ashtray. Okay. Where do we have those?
It's a paper cup with an inch of water in it.
There you go. But that's how certain celebrities, right. that's a sign of your celebrity.
Nobody says boo about it.
Right.
He ended his 17-minute monologue. We're talking about Dave Chappelle. He hosted Saturday Night Live over the weekend. He always is. You are booing yourself. He ended with a pretty serious message to our new president, Donald Trump.
The presidency is no place for petty people. No. So Donald Trump, I know you watch the show. Man, remember, whether people voted for you or not, they're all counting on you. That's right. Whether they like you or not, they're all counting on you. The whole world is counting on you. And I mean this when I say this. Good luck. Please do better next time. Please, all of us, do better next time. Do not forget your humanity. And please have empathy for displaced people, whether they're in the Palisades or Palestine. Thank you very much, and good night.
Boy, you can hear that he's a smoker in his voice. His voice is just tired. I remember that feeling.
Yeah. Yep. Pushing through. He says, thank you very much, good night. And then, of course, he's in the next sketch.
Wow.
You know, it's just funny. You know, they always end with tonight's... Glorilla is here, so stick around. We'll be right back. And he, of course, he's like, I'm smoking and I'm going to say whatever the hell I want at the end of my thing. Speaking of Dave Chappelle, his junk was very distracting. He's wearing a suit and he's sitting on a stool and then he's standing up. He's sitting on a stool, he's standing up. His junk was moving all around. he would like kind of get it back up where it needed to be, and then it would sneak down his leg again.
How do you like it?
Well, I was, so I'm watching this thing, and John's sitting, you know, he's eating whatever, he's over at the bar, and the kitchen bar, you know, not that we don't have a bar in our house, technically. So he's sitting there and he's eating, and I go,
it's a dark suit. You shouldn't see anything.
Yeah. You know what though? It's the lights are just right on it. So it, and I don't know if you can roll that because it was more about how he was moving around.
It.
Like, you can't, you really couldn't miss it. Like, and it would be gone for a minute and then it would sneak back down. Like he'd make an adjustment and then it would sneak right back down. And it was so distracting. I go,
did you love it? Were you like, oh.
I couldn't stop. Look, I go, John, I can't stop looking at his joke. He goes, yeah, me neither.
Oh, you were both like mushroom slap me.
Just like, I'm fascinated by it. Because I did think to myself, like, I don't know, tidy whities, something underneath. Like, because he's wearing kind of a, I don't know, semi-shiny blue suit. And it just was constantly edging its way down.
I can't tell because he's sitting down. So I don't know if he's this guy. But on ESPN,
yeah,
all of these former athletes go and get custom skin tight suits. They're skin tight. They must be of some kind of Lycra type material.
I know exactly what you're talking about. They all those guys.
They across absolutely their arms. Have them tightened up to their
and
biceps.
Their skinny pants down to the thing with no socks.
It's such a horrible look, in my opinion. And I'm not a suit guy. But
they're
one
usually
of the things,
standing, right?
Yeah, but it's still a terrible look.
Oh,
like, I just feel like, yes, a big baggy suit is also a terrible look. But these skin tight suits are awful.
Mm.
Ugh. You want that?
Well, I don't. I actually am with you. I think a nicely fitted suit.
So I don't know what he's doing there. I don't know when he stands up. If
he's
that's
just not
that.
Wearing underpants that are holding anything in. I mean, it's literally like keeps sneaking down the. It's like he makes an adjustment. He stands up a little, makes an adjustment, and then sits back down, and it just is bigger and bigger.
Despite being a cig smoker, he's a guy who clearly at some point decided to get in a weight room because he added a lot of muscle.
He looks good.
He was a very skinny kid.
Mm-hmm.
Very skinny.
Mm-hmm.
So he's added muscle and that's good for him, but I don't know what the suit. So you see his wiener right now. Are you looking at it?
Yeah, I can see it.
Oh, is that it right there?
Oh my God, it's incredible. It's the whole leg on the side. It's so big. Anyway. On the other side of this coin.
So you loved it.
Oh, super fun. I'm like, well, because it was just seems so out of control. Like it was just doing whatever it wanted.
Well, it was very close up shot. So I'm sorry I missed that.
Speaking of Dave Chappelle's junk, Justin Bieber is almost like the other end of the other side of this coin. Here he is at a winter vacation spot. He's out in the cold. I guess he maybe just got back from skiing. And he just popped out of a hot tub or something, or a cold tub, more likely. But he's got his Calvin Klein's on him. He's having less of a good showing. So that's super fun. For Martin Luther King Day yesterday, he posted a picture of Dr. King. And then he posted himself hitting a bong. So it seemed like he had kind of a full day.
He posted that shot of him in underwear?
Yeah, yep. A couple of shots, actually. That was not the only one, even. Just like,
all right.
I don't think it looks that bad.
Yeah, I don't see it. But I don't.
Just, it just doesn't look like there's really much of anything happening there.
Well,
I wouldn't have posted that up. I would have put a pair of socks in there, at least.
I've definitely come out of the ocean and I would not want a photo taken of it.
Yeah, maybe he just, maybe he just didn't want anybody to, he's like, I don't care. I don't want anyone to think twice about it. And don't worry, no one will. So there's that. Also, I wanted to mention this to you because I know you love Dexter. So Michael C. Hall is, he did like an Instagram live from the day one of shooting Dexter Resurrection.
Now he's not in it though.
He is in it.
Oh, he is in it.
This is his new thing, Dexter Resurrection. And so he's basically just like, hey, I'm here. We're shooting.
I'm on the set. For the first official day of production, our Dexter Resurrection is happening. I'm looking forward to taking another thrill ride, and when all is said and done, to you taking the ride with us.
He looks great, doesn't he?
I really like him.
Yeah.
So wait a minute. This is not the show starring Christian Bale where it's about the young Dexter.
No, that one's already on, right?
I don't know. That
one's on.
That's why I assumed he was just the, I thought he was just doing the voiceover for the new show.
Maybe that is it. I thought that was like the origin story.
I'm confused completely, but okay, whatever. More Dexter. I'll take it.
Yeah. I think it's not called Dexter Resurrection. It's called like Origins, Dexter Origins,
okay,
or something like that. Someone will know. 800-400-3.
They did a great job with that character development. He's a serial killer, and you end up rooting for him.
Well, you definitely don't want him to get caught.
Right. So it's then they've no clearly done their job confusing the heck out of you.
Mm. All right, Vinny, what do you got coming up?
I got a lot of stuff coming up. Let's see here. Hold on. I got this.
I'm ready.
Okay. Oh, yesterday was Blue Monday.
Oh.
I'll tell you a little bit about it. A woman won $2.8 million in her lawsuit.
Oh.
And more after these.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Top Sirloin Steak, $4.99 per pound. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Exclusive digital deal of the week. Lucerne shredded, sliced, or chunk cheese, 6.84 to 8 ounce varieties, $1.97 each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Boom, 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 boom. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Download the free Odyssey app. Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y. And listen for at least an hour. You'll be in the running for $5,000. Someone wins $5,000 every day.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by 5K a day.
No, look at that. Oh, my God.
Alice and Odyssey. Have your chance to win 5K a day. All you need to do is download the free Odyssey app now. Log in and listen to Alice for at least 1 hour and get your daily entry for your chance to be a winner of $5,000.
All right.
Someone's going to win $5,000 every single day.
That deserves a double mention.
It should be you.
Absolutely.
Let it be you.
Let it be you.
I mean, why not, right?
Can't think of one reason.
Mostly sunny today. Very nice in this, San Francisco, downtown San Francisco, as we broadcast from the Studio 9. What floor are we on? 10th. It doesn't matter.
10th floor. Studio
9. Odyssey. But it looks really nice out.
Odyssey. So
that's pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Forget football. Who cares? The Niners aren't in it. And neither are the Pats.
Nope.
And neither is West Virginia.
Yes, but they upset number 2 Iowa State in basketball. It was a big game.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow. Well, we're really keeping track of that, aren't we?
Hopefully you had a wonderful 3-day weekend.
Yes.
I most definitely did. And then found myself last night going, boy, every time.
I'll be up all night.
No chance.
Yeah.
Lay down and pull the covers up. All cozy and perfect. And then went, bing.
Okay. I'm wide awake. I will be all night.
Uh-huh. They say yesterday was called Blue Monday. Now, I had a great Monday.
Yeah. And we had the day off, so I was a little less blue because I didn't have to get up at 3.
Right.
Well,
but so they say this is because there's bad weather, short days.
Oh. You're saying this is like a cumulative thing and people get really bummed
out. Time has passed since Christmas that you've lost the good vibes.
Blue Monday.
Your bills are starting to show up.
Yeah.
Taxes are on the horizon. Your New Year's resolutions have failed. Your motivation's at rock bottom.
Yeah. You gave up on dryuary already this past weekend.
Uh-huh. Anyway, this isn't science. But they do say this is, yesterday was known as Blue Monday. And now the Blue Monday challenge is on. Go 30 days without complaining. Can you do it?
No, I absolutely cannot do it. I can't go 5 minutes without complaining about something.
They say in response to Blue Monday, a positivity campaign has been launched.
All right. Should we try to go on?
Try not to complain for 30 days.
Should we get a complaint jar in here? Like put a quarter in the complaint jar every time? I do have one quarter right here. Every time anyone complains, we could just like...
I don't know. You know,
I'm sure
there are people out there who might go, oh yeah, that guy complains or whatever. I'm trying to do a show. So I'm usually hoping there's some entertainment value in it or at the very least you might go, I'm with him.
Yeah, sure.
Whatever. I got had by that too. Sorry, that's a bad impression of you, but you know what I mean.
Oh, that was me?
No, that's the people out there listening.
I was hoping there's some
relatable. But I don't like to think of myself as just complaining for the sake of it.
Right.
So,
it is a death spiral. Like, there are people who all they do is complain, and you're like, every time that person opens their mouth, they're complaining about something.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing works here.
Wait a minute.
Anyway,
that sounds like me.
If you want to join.
Yes.
What are you trying to say?
The Blue Monday Challenge. It starts today. Go 30 days without complaining. Can you do it?
Mm-mm. I'm not even going to try.
All right. You don't have to.
Yeah. I don't like that you're asking me to do it. I'm a little upset about it.
When I first saw this next story, I was like, that makes no sense. But it turns out.
Oh. What is that?
In Texas, they heat up their barbecue sauce, as in served hot.
Oh, so they put it into a saucepan, so it's a hot sauce?
A restaurant chain in Texas got sued after their barbecue sauce caused serious burns to a woman's leg.
Oh.
My first thought was, what are they putting in that stuff? But that's not it.
I thought maybe it was like the peppers.
Whatever, yeah. Right. I mean, what could you possibly put
battery
in there that
acid.
Would... Bill Miller Barbecue has around 80 locations in San Antonio, Austin, and Corpus Christi. You been all over those places?
No, I've been to, did you say San Antonio?
San Antonio is where the Riverwalk is, right?
I've been to Austin, but like really briefly, but not Corpus Christi, I don't think. Unless you drive through there. Is it on the major highway that goes through there?
I
Because if it is, I've been through.
My parents lived in Dallas or like the outskirts of Dallas for a minute, and I visited them, and they got a mansion for cheap.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, boy, that is available there.
They had a really big, nice place. But, you know, my mom with her, come home for the holidays. Mom, Dallas, I've never been.
Home is where the heart is, Vinny.
I know, but I'm just saying that's not home. I have a friend that did the river walk and she loved it, but I don't know if she ever went back. Like, right. You know.
Like, well, I'm drawn to this place now. I simply must walk that river many, many times.
Anyway, this lady went to Bill Miller Barbecue. She ordered four of their breakfast tacos and a side of their barbecue sauce, and they handed it to her in a paper bag. She pulled over in a parking lot there to eat. The container was so hot, she dropped it and spilled the sauce all over her right thigh, causing second-degree burns.
Oh, my God. Jesus, it's boiling.
Her lawyer said the safety guideline is 135 degrees, and they served it at 189.
Oh, my God.
For reference, water boils at 212.
Right. It also, I think, like, over 120 is still scalding. Like, she would have at least gotten first-degree burns from that.
The lawsuit claims she suffered physical and mental pain, impairment, disfigurement, medical expenses, and lost wages. This happened in 2023, but a jury just weighed in, calling the restaurant 100% negligent. And they gave her $2.8 million in damages.
Wow.
What say you, Sarah?
Okay, I'm fine with that. You know, do not hand people practically boiling things of barbecue sauce.
No.
What are you talking about?
It's her fault.
How?
Who's eating barbecue in a car first?
People eat drive-through stuff in their cars. That's what happens.
Tacos, it's breakfast tacos. So it must have just been eggs, but I wouldn't have even thought to put barbecue. Like, where's my hot sauce?
No, she wanted a barbecue sauce.
All right.
Maybe they have delicious barbecue sauce at Bill Miller's.
Could be.
Bill Miller Barbecue.
Yeah,
that's just too hot. That is so hot. It's like, I actually really felt like the coffee in the McDonald's thing. I felt like that was valid. They can't hand you molten lava and then send you on your way. That just shouldn't be allowed. 189 degrees.
The worst thing in the world is that feeling when something's burnt your hand and now you fling it. And there's maybe a millisecond where you realize, oh no.
Yeah.
That's going to land on my.
Or on, yeah, right. Wherever it lands is.
Fling!
Right.
Ah!
Yeah.
Yeah, that's tough. Anyway, you say good.
I say good. Yeah, but I'm sure they'll appeal, right?
Is that... I don't know, they'll try, but.
Right. No, she should get. I mean, I don't know if she needs. I mean, maybe her leg's all racked up now and she lost time at work. Seems like a lot of money, but also, yes. Now they'll know not to heat up their hot sauce that hot.
When I was young, I would have absolutely said, $2.8 million to burn my leg? Pull out your matches. I'll take it. Or whatever you're going to use to burn me with.
You wouldn't still do that?
No, I really don't want to be hurt. Here? I feel like I have stuff I want to do.
Mm-hmm. 2.8, you could pour a molten lava on my foot. I'd be okay for
it. Right now? You'd take that?
I'd take 2.8, yeah. For a burn?
For a severe burn that takes you out of commission. Like,
absolutely.
You can't wear pants. You have to cut the leg off one side of your pants so that you have something to cover yourself with.
Most your thighs gone.
2.8, I'm in.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, it's tempting, isn't it? I don't know if I could do it, though.
I wouldn't
do it. I'm such a baby.
I don't want to do it.
Yeah. But I can see
it. I want millions of dollars, but I'm not taking
but
the burn.
But how great would it be? I mean, so what? You get a burn. It's bad. It's bad. Don't do it. Don't.
How about a fast fact?
You know I love fast facts, Vinny. You don't even have facts.
Fast.
First thing in the morning, a fast fact? Let me have it.
If you have two arms, you have above average number of arms.
What?
Well, yes.
How is that possible, you ask?
Because the most you could have is two. And so you have to average in all the zero arms and one arms people. Sarah knows how the average is, and it's so...
Almost no one has more than two arms, but some people have zero or one. That means the average number of arms worldwide is just slightly less than two. So if you have two arms, you have...
You're doing great.
You have an above average number of arms.
No.
No.
Treat yourself, extra set of arms.
The traditional national sport of Turkey is grease wrestling. Two guys cover themselves in olive oil and win the match by pinning their opponent or lifting him up and carrying him three steps. Turkey. Grease wrestling.
There's a lot of problems with that. I mean, is it grease as in G-R-E-E? CE, where all the olive oil comes from. Like, I don't understand this. It's just slippery old olive oil.
Over the next decade, the following copyrighted works will enter the public domain. Popeye.
Oh.
Pluto. Donald Duck. King Kong.
Oh, wow.
Superman. Daffy Duck. James Bond. Batman. Captain Marvel.
Wow.
Plus Bilbo Baggins, Gandalf. And others from The Hobbit.
It feels wrong to me.
The rule?
It does. Because that's, especially if a company is or a person or a state is using, continues to use that image. Like, why should it be? It's one thing if somebody found something from the 20s and they're like, ah, this is cool. I'm going to use this. And nobody's used it since then. Maybe it shouldn't last that long. But I mean, things like The Hobbit and Gandalf and the Lord of the Rings stuff, like that stuff, they're still making that stuff. And even the Disney stuff. And I'm upset by what they're doing with it. Like the Winnie the Pooh stuff, the Blood and Honey.
Mm-hmm.
And there's even a Steamboat Willie, like a Mickey Mouse death one. Like they're making all these crazy horror movies. I don't know. It feels like abuse.
Well, I'm with you. It seems that you shouldn't lose the rights to something you or your company invented. But that said, what's somebody going to do? Out James Bond, James Bond, with James Bond? I don't see it.
But they could start a whole thing where James Bond is suddenly, a bail bondsman. And he's kind of a jerk. Or he's, you know.
If it's good, people will watch it. If it's janky like Blood and Honey, no one will watch it. Did you watch Blood and Honey?
Absolutely not.
Of course not.
I wouldn't, just on principle alone.
Oh.
I have certain feelings about Winnie the Pooh. I don't need him murdering.
I love Winnie. That was like one of my things. My first record was Winnie the Pooh on a blustery day. I listened to it till it stopped having grooves and the needle just went to the paper.
Mom, hit the paper.
Mm-hmm.
But if it wasn't
put
for
a penny on it.
The copy for that, I don't think we'd have Wicked because Wizard of Oz is public domain.
Yep.
Oh, so you're saying so nobody could take that over until when you're saying Wicked, the book came out after that became public domain?
I believe so, yeah. I know it's, funny. Yeah. I know Wizard of Oz is public domain.
Our text number is 800-400-300. I remember. Here's some of the stuff you guys had to say. 510 says, how come Sarah isn't saying the hot sauce is too hot?
Hot sauce. I can say hot sauce. Apparently, I can't say hot dog, but hot sauce. You know what it is? I actually don't know what it is. Like, because hot sauce, but hot dog feels wrong. Hot dog. Hot dog.
It's probably because you didn't grow up with hot sauce.
I didn't grow up with hot sauce.
Right.
Right. Hot sauce. Doesn't sound right.
So it was introduced to you as hot sauce.
It's hot sauce. And meanwhile, my mom's feeding me hot dogs my whole life. That's just how I said it. Because it isn't even really a word. It's like a hot dog. Solid question. Good question. I don't know the answer to it.
408 says, I think when people get food to go, they make it hotter so that by the time they get home, it's still hot or warm. I do believe that's true. I've seen people who order coffee extra hot, and I think, okay, you're a psychopath. No one can drink the coffee as it's served,
right,
as it is.
But by the time you get to work.
Someone suggested, I think I was talking about it in here, and someone went, you do that so that it's hot when you finally show up at work.
Right.
You know, 30 minutes later.
And you can relax and drink it.
Okay. I don't know.
All right.
Barbecue sauce on your tacos in the morning? I don't know about it.
4 barbecue sauce tacos for breakfast. I can't say it doesn't have any appeal. I would eat that right now. It sounds delicious.
It sounds amazing. What are you, crazy?
I'm in. Are they soft tacos or crunchy tacos?
It doesn't say.
Well, we need to find out probably.
Do we?
I mean,
well,
yeah.
Then look up Bill's
we're
Barbecue.
Eggs and cheese,
where
beans,
did we say?
Corpus Christi?
San Antonio and Austin.
Yeah. Those
can
three.
You look that up, please, and find their
talking about soft tacos?
Breakfast tacos.
He's talking like a floppy corn tortilla, or can I have that like in a little flour tortilla? I mean, I don't know, like a mini burrito.
How do you want it?
I want it. I think
I don't even know how you want it.
I do. I'm going to tell you right now. I want my obviously scrambled eggs. I want black beans. I'll take some avocado. You can keep your guacamole. Some little bit of cheese. And then let's put some barbecue sauce on there.
Keep your guacamole.
I don't want that. Too many onions.
I can't find whether it is on the menu, but I've eaten a lot of breakfast tacos mm-hmm. when I've been in Texas visiting friends. And
hard shell, soft shell?
Soft, always. They're usually
just a little
a proper
round.
Taco. Smaller.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't like that. I need them to be crispy.
Damn, says 415. Now I want to see the James Bale Bond movie.
Oh. James Bale Bond. Oh, that's fun.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh. Some stuff about the fire relief, this an auction, etc., and Severance right after these.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at
97.3.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.